Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander with a couple of very pertinent pieces of information this morning. But Leanne, before Bob gets his stick out, what's our phone numbers?
Well, mine is 651-365-5000.
Mine is 651-436-3997.
And we have a new little angle we're going with this week, too, to tell folks about. If you want to call us here at the radio station or call the Lenanders, the person who makes any kind of a contribution, your name will go into a hat. We'll pull your name out, any kind of contribution. If you give a question that you want the folk, the Lenanders, to answer, if you give a show topic, if you give a fact or a figure that you think would be interesting, you know, any kind of a contribution, leave your name and number here, and we will pull your name out, and you'll win a six-inch Subway sandwich. The person who wins, it'll be a random drawing once a week. So,
what's your phone number here, Bob? I got you.
You got me.
I got you.
You got a chance to pay back. It is 651-275-1220. Or if you're a little long distance, a little bit of distance away from us, the long distance number, 877-646-1220. Just call us here at the station Monday through Friday. You know, maybe you're driving Wednesday and the topic doesn't come to you till Wednesday, so give us a call Thursday or Friday. Doesn't matter.
It's important that we get these questions, that we get some idea what people really want to hear.
Exactly.
We do have a lot of people that talk to us otherwise, but it's always fun to hear some new questions come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
Leanne, well, I'll start it out, and then Leanne's got a topic. Leanne got a call the other day from one of her clients and said, I've got some money I'd like to invest. She already has money with Leanne, and I want to give you a big chunk of money. And Leanne said, no. Not quite that way, but that's basically what she said.
No, what this individual has is she has her regular account. She also has a retirement account, but she has extra money sitting in the bank. But you see, she sold her house. Now she's going to be buying a new house this next summer. And consequently, she said, the markets are doing so well.
I got to get that money in the bank. Or the money in the market. Yep.
Can I finish?
Go ahead, talk, girl.
Should I put some of it into my regular account? And I answered her, remember, this is short-term money. We don't always know where the markets are going to go. The markets are doing great. But if you're going to use that money, who's got to be available next summer, that's short-term money, and you want to protect that money. The reason you have your money in different investments happens to be centered around your goals and your objectives, your risk tolerance, and the time period you have in which you're going to use that money. You have to take that into consideration. So that was one of the things that I emailed her back and said, no, I think you really need to keep that protected because you want to be sure you have it available for you next summer.
Now, what do you mean by short-term money, Leanne?
All right, when we're talking about short-term money, we're talking about very, very conservative situations. So in other words, it's protected like CDs, money markets, savings accounts, those kinds of things. You're not going to get a high return on it, but the point is, it's going to be much more secure, and you can get to it very quickly. And that's the thing you have to take into consideration. First of all, what are your goals and objectives for this money?
So her goal was, I'm going to buy a house.
Her goal was to buy a house next summer.
And so you said, no, keep your money in the bank.
That's right. Keep it where it's safe, where you can easily get to it. Don't put it into the mutual funds, et cetera, now, because if you do and the market makes a real dip and all at once you have to pull that money out for that new house, it becomes very harmful to you because you're going to be losing money in that particular situation if the market takes a correction.
But so, I don't get very good interest on it.
You're raising your hand.
Yeah, I was going to say, you said safe. You wanted to keep it where it's safe. You're not saying that mutual funds aren't safe. You mean You mean just more stable or something?
Well, when I'm talking about safe, I'm talking about the fact of being in very, very conservative situations like a savings account or a money market or CDs, you're not going to have a lot of growth.
Yeah, but you got to accept that. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm.
Right. But you're not going to be involved in worrying about your money going up and then dropping down if the market changes, because those individual stocks will go up and down, and mutual funds will go up and down. And if all at once you need it and the market is down, you're going to cry.
So what if she wanted to buy a house, say, in the next 5 to 7 years?
Then that's a whole different ballgame.
Right. You would say mutual funds are okay, probably.
You could divide it up then.
Mm-hmm. You might keep some in a cash.
Mm-hmm. But you have to think about what your goals and objectives are. You have to think about the terminology as far as length of time. All of that is really, really important. And when I'm talking about goals and objectives, what's the purpose you have that money sitting there in that money market? Now, if you're sitting there and saying, I'm going to retire in 30 years, or I'm going to retire in 20 years, or I'm going to retire in 10 years, then you're looking more long-term. Or I'm going to send the kids to college in 10 years or 15 years. You can be more aggressive, but you have to determine what your goal and objective is for that particular amount of money. You also need to consider you need an emergency fund in case of something that might happen.
The crisis.
Some big crisis. So you always have some extra money setting aside beside. Now, this gal does have, like I said, a retirement account. She does have a regular account, and she's, when you look at goals and objectives, she's looking longer term with those goals and objectives, and that money, she likes to take more risk with it. So she has and she's younger, so she has some much more aggressive investments, and that makes a big difference. And if you're in looking at retirement and you're 25, and you're thinking, well, I have this money, and it's going to just sit there for a long period of time, you're not going to get much interest if you put it in CDs or if you put it in a money market. That's a long time span. So what's your goal and objective? How far out are you looking at having that money sit there? And how aggressive or conservative are you, plus how much knowledge you do have? Because you may need to also go to a financial planner or someone who can sit down with you and go through all of that.
One of the questions always comes up when you talk about goals, money markets or CDs, is a five-year CD. Would you consider that a long-term or a short-term, Leanne?
Well, that's longer term.
But I would consider it a short-term product.
You
Why?
You can get to it.
Because you can get to it. You may not. You won't. You may not get the interest, but you don't get the interest on CDs right now anyway.
Correct.
So you could. You could tie it up and then go pull it out if you need it. You were going to say something about it.
Well, I was going to say that you don't have to worry about the penalty then.
No, no. Because they are not paying any interest right now, basically, just a knot. And so even a long-term CD is still short-term money as far as I'm concerned.
It depends upon how you look at it. But generally, you don't put real aggressive money into a CD. That's for more security.
That's typically the older people who want to be able to put their hands on their money instantaneously.
And right now the markets are doing great. The markets are really going along nicely, and we're seeing a real comfort level with what's going on with our economy, because we're not seeing a lot of problems with the economy right now. We have all these short-term different investments that are available, like we mentioned, the money markets, the bank, the CDs, that kind of
mattress
thing.
Mattress money?
Yeah, mattress money. But when you're looking long term, you're not going to be so worried when the markets go up and down. Because if you're putting money in, say, for instance, you're doing what we call dollar cost averaging, that gives you a sense of security too. Because when you're dollar cost averaging, it's like putting money into a retirement account, you're dollar cost averaging. If the market goes down, you buy more shares. If the market goes up, you buy fewer shares. But long term, that gives you a nice growth to your portfolio.
Leanne, give your phone number.
651-365-5000.
Mine is 651-436-3997. And Bob, give your phone number.
I'm going to give you my phone number, our radio station phone number, 651-275-5000. 1220. Again, that is for contributions to the show. If you have a topic you want them to talk about, if you have a question, or if you have a specific fact or figure that you want broken down and explained, call us and leave it during the week. Leave us this message during the week, and we'll put all those questions and comments into a big hat and pull out, and you'll win. Some lucky winner will win a Subway sandwich.
I think that's a good idea.
Great idea.
Now, Garwin, I'm going to bring something up because this has come up quite a few times, too. What about annuities? How do they fit in a situation?
Annuities are long-term.
They definitely are. But why?
Because you have surrender penalties. You always have surrender penalties in annuities. And they are long-term. They are not for those quick turnover monies. So for the lady who called in, no, she shouldn't even think about an annuity.
And she didn't.
No, but I'm just saying.
She's younger.
That is something not even think about. Because there's always a surrender penalty in annuities. Now, there's an ad that runs constantly on the TVs, in the papers, in the trade journals. I hate annuities. You should too. And then send for our stuff.
The ad says you should hate annuities.
I hate annuities, and you should send for our little booklet talking about how wonderful we do invest for your money. And the question is, why do they do that? Well, I'll tell you why. They are an investment program that sells stocks and bonds and mutual funds. And they do not sell any annuities.
Mm.
And so they hate annuities.
Of course.
Of course. I mean, it's standard operating procedure. But my question always is when people say, well, I don't know if I don't like annuities. Well, no, they whine a little bit about annuities. I say, you know, you should talk to one of my clients who had money in annuities when the market fell apart in 2008 and went down 40%. Those people were very, very, very happy that they had money in annuities. Why? Because the indexed and the fixed annuities did not lose any value.
You have to explain the indexed annuities more.
An indexed annuity is simply an annuity. Then the annuity calculation is the word I was looking for. Is based on an index such as the S&P, or they've got some new fancy indexes out there that are way too complicated to explain on the radio, but they follow a guide, and whatever that guide does, that's what you get for your returns, whether it's the index for the S&P or the Dow or whatever, and that's the returns that you get.
But you have to explain how that works.
Well, you get that growth. But the end of the year, they credit your new money, and the new money becomes your basis, and that can never go down. So those people who have a 5% growth or 7% growth or a 10% growth, that's your new money for the year. Always, always, annuities are very conservative. Always, they're very good in the right situation.
They're generally for the older person, not the younger person.
Absolutely.
Because the younger person has more time in which to let his money grow and can go up and down with the markets. But when it comes to being an older person, you're protecting your money in a different way.
And the reason is you cannot go backwards with an annuity as you can with mutual funds or stocks or bonds.
But no investment out there is perfect. You've got to understand that you're going to have your good things and your bad things no matter what.
We're drawing to the end. We would love to have you give us a question, a topic, and we'll try to talk about it on the radio if we can. Join us again next week on the Wise Money Show, and thank you for being with us this morning. And please send us in some questions.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.